Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you, Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer to Rest in God's Love by Amy Carroll. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. John 15:9. In today's key verse, John, the beloved disciple, records this instruction from Jesus. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. John 15:9. In this verse, the word remain can also be translated dwell or abide. Reflecting on these definitions made me realize how wrong my beliefs had been. We want to move on, but Jesus invites us to move in. Remain, abide, and dwell. These words revealed how I evaluated progress and growth, and they helped me understand God's approval in a new way. We don't have to produce or create forward movement to earn God's love. Instead, he asks us to move into, to settle, to be still in his love. This idea changes everything. As a wise friend once told me, you don't work for God's love, you rest in his love. God doesn't measure our worth by our works. He establishes our worth by his love. Although I tend to calculate value by external things, God gauges value by internal things, and love is an internal work. I invite you with the same invitation God extends to each of us. Remain in God's love. Move in all the pieces of your life, every thought, emotion, gift, and flaw. Stay a while. As we say in the South, sit a spell. In other words, dwell and bask in the love of God. You are worthy because of God's gift of love, not the checks on your to-do list. Lord, I've been so prone to evaluate my value in terms of what I produce. I've believed wrong things about how you see me, keeping me from being as close as you desire. Today, I surrender. I move in to dwell permanently in your love. I choose to rest and abide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, hey, your son's not going to make it. But there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.